The past few fire seasons in the Northwest have been brutal. Last year, record-breaking blazes burned through north-central Washington towns like Chelan and Pateras. This year is already starting out dry and hot. That's why hundreds of firefighters are attending the largest training sessions yet in Washington to prep for the summer. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more.
The high school in Deer Park, Washington, has transformed into a makeshift fire camp. Tents line the grassy fields, fire engines sit in the parking lot, a mess area feeds hundreds of people every day. And just outside the school doors, a class of new firefighters is learning to read the weather. Right now, they're learning about relative humidity. They whirl a tool, called a psychrometer, from a metal chain to help calculate humidity.
So you're spinning, this is going to take 2 to 5 minutes, depending on how dry it is out.
Megan Hill is a battalion captain with Fire District 4 in North Spokane County.
Taking that relative humidity means everything. Just because the drier it is, the faster it'll burn, it really makes a big impact.
The students are learning essential knowledge for field work in one of dozens of classes. This training academy is the largest in the state. More than 500 firefighters from local, state, and federal agencies have come to Eastern Washington to take classes. Here, newbies learn how to fight wildland fires, and veterans develop leadership skills. Jason Gallagher started out as a summertime volunteer. It was more fun than his regular teaching gig. Now, 18 years later, he runs night classes at the academy. He says even with so many people training, fire departments are still short on volunteers. Take his home turf in Stevens County. In his fire district, 40 out of the 50 firefighters are volunteers.
We're always trying to get more people in. This is something we have to do nonstop. We should have 100 volunteers and we've got 40, you know, so I need 60 more.
Volunteers are a key resource, one that's always drained, especially as fire seasons become longer and more extreme. Fires in Okanagan County burned so long and furious last year that there weren't enough volunteers. TV news crews documented people lining up to help.
In a historic move, the State Department of Natural Resources put out the call for everyday volunteers. Some will go to the front line.
But those volunteers needed special training, like classes at the academy where students learn about fuels and weather patterns. Otherwise, they can help out at the fire camp, stuff that needs to be done, bringing food and water, logistics, EMS. Training camps like the academy in Deer Park help more people earn their red card, which means they're certified to fight wildland fires. Back outside, students look to the sky. How might the clouds affect fire patterns? Instructor Rick Clark points to a cluster of distant, puffy clouds.
This is that cumulus that they were talking about. You start watching these, where they're starting to get black at the bottom, you see that column's kind of leaned over.
Yeah, I really want to learn more about clouds.
The day that you stop learning stuff in the fire world, man, you need to get the hell out. I love learning things.
And these students will keep learning. After 3 of these training academies, more than 1,000 firefighters will be ready for the summer. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Deer Park, Washington.